I'm pleased to be joined now by our George Kell Motors player of the game, Skyler Culver. Four hits on the night, five RBIs for the A-State DH. Had to be a whole lot of fun.
Oh, I mean, it's that's basically what we do here. That's all we do. We have a lot of fun here, and so we just had so much fun tonight. I'm lost for words, honestly.
You know, you guys have bought into that whole "we have fun here" thing.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely our motto.
Yeah, I know it's your motto. Talk about is having fun, but you're actually living it right now.
It's actually funny. Literally the first weekend, I was with Mac and we were talking about it. And I was like, you know what? Like, I want to make this a thing. And sure enough, you know, we won a couple series. People started saying it, and next thing I know, it was a lot bigger than what I thought it'd be. But yeah, no, we have so much fun here.
Well, I can tell you right now, you're about to break Twitter tonight taking two out of three against a top 10 opponent. We talked after the SEMO game the other night, and you guys took care of business on Tuesday night, but you made no bones about it. You knew what was coming up this weekend, playing on the road against a top 10 opponent. You guys were ready for this challenge, and you were able to keep your focus and come in and take care of business.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, the coaches had us prepared way more than, what you could imagine. So we came out. We don't care what anybody's ranked. That means nothing to us. You know, we go out and we work as hard as we can every day, and we're just, you know, glad to be playing the game. And obviously the outcome was very good.
You had the big hit in the first inning, a two-run single. You get another RBI single there in the third. And you're up 4-0 after three. They start kind of climbing their way back into the ball game. They get to within one going into the ninth inning. And there's two outs, bases clear. Howie's able to draw the walk. Kyle gets the single. There's first and second. Take us through that at bat as you are able to get that two-run double off the fence.
Today we kind of struggled with getting, you know, we get a runner on second, runner on third, and, you know, we just couldn't find a way to get the job done. And that's all I was thinking about. You know, I knew it was a pretty close game, and obviously it's a lot easier for our closer to come in, Colin. We have a 3 or 4 run lead, so I was just trying to find a pitch that I could drive, and lucky enough, the ball found my barrel. So, yeah.
And it was big to get those insurance runs there in the top of the ninth. To add three and stretch the lead out to four, obviously, was huge for you guys going into the bottom of the ninth. And then you get the final out, and, you know, I know you've celebrated a lot of wins as a player in the course of your career, but the celebration coming out of that dugout had to feel pretty special.
Yeah, you know, it's actually funny you say that. I remember being in high school, actually went to the College World Series, and you know, I remember sort of rooting them on in a sense. And so for to come out here and take two or three from, you know, a top-ranked opponent that was there is really surreal for me. So it's very exciting, very humbling.
Congratulations, Skyler.
Thank you very
Skyler
much.
Skyler Culver, our George Kell Motors player of the game. Again, four hits, five RBIs tonight for the junior out of Mountain Home. We'll throw the headset over now to the head coach of the Red Wolves, Tommy Raffo. And you have always had the one game, one series at a time kind of philosophy, and it's easy to kind of buy into, and it's so true. But at the same time, even back on Tuesday night after the Southeast Missouri game, you said, hey, we know this is a really big series coming up. I know our guys are focused on that going forward, and, man, did they have their focus this weekend.
They really did. You know, we went to SEMO Tuesday, and you can hear them talking about Coastal, but we made certain, said, hey, listen, this is carryover. This is a game here. You want momentum going into the series to get on the plane and get ready to go play Coastal. And I think they took the Tuesday game, used that momentum to carry into this weekend. And, yeah, they were prepped. They were ready. I mean, I credit our admin for getting us here. You know, we flew and we're going to fly back. You know, I credit, being prepared. Just a lot of stuff to get a team prepped to play logistically, and is important, especially when you got to go, 12, 13 hours away from home. So, you know, these guys have been away from home a little bit. Everything's against you. And I just give a lot of credit to our team in that dugout because they believe in each other and they're having fun.
They're having a lot of fun. You could tell just by our visit with Skyler today. You win the game last night. Tonight you ran into a really good pitcher in game one in Austin Kitchen. Credit to Chandler Coates. He ate up 8 innings for you. You didn't have to use the pen at all. Kept him fresh for the final game this evening. And then the first inning really set the tone in this nightcap, able to score three times in the first, and you're able to keep the lead the rest of the way.
That was really big. I mean, we had to have that. We had to grab the momentum back. They certainly had after that first game. I thought Kitchen was outstanding for them. He was just phenomenal. We really had a hard time solving him. They just went up 6-0. It became a game where, hey, we want to conserve and shoot our bullets for the next game. You hate to play that way, but we know to win the series, the second game now becomes a huge factor. So then we went to Girard, and Nate's pitching on one day short rest. We knew he didn't have as much gas maybe as he would have. Mm-hmm. Go to Girard, go to Lannon, both guys outstanding when they just got into the game, and then you close it with Stone. So.
Yeah, Nate pitched out of a jam early on in the ball game. You saw Girard come in with runners on and one out. He was able to get out of it. Peyton Lannon comes in with bases full, two outs. He gets a pop to left to end that threat. Seemed like everybody was just kind of picking each other up.
Really was. I mean, you got to be able to perform in those moments when you're away from home against good teams. Good teams are going to, you got to find a way to do that. And we had guys on the mound that did that, and credit Coach Hardy, prepping these guys. They were ready. They understood the plan. They understood when their role was going to be called on, their name, and, they're ready to go, and they did a great job.
Coastal was able to get a little bit of momentum coming back, getting the ball game to within one in that ninth, after eight innings. You go into the top of the ninth, two outs, bases clear, and to get those three insurance runs there with Howard having a great at-bat, drew the walk. Kyle McDonald gets the opposite field single, and then Skyler with the two-run double off the fence. Justin Felix with the double after that. I know it's fun for the players down in the dugout, but really gave Colin Stone a little bit of breathing room.
Really did. 7-8-9, and we talk about it all the time. You want to win 7-8-9. You want to win 7-8-9. And, we did. We won 7-8-9 by getting a three spot and put ourselves in a position to do that. So, and just phenomenal guys staying in the game. I thought Erdenson came in the game and did a great job. I mean, he kept Coastal in the game, just pitching out stuff. But our guys stayed late and got the job done.
Congratulations on a huge win, a huge series victory, and it'll be fun to get back home for at least a couple of games this week.
Yeah, good road trip back. The guys are going to be pumped about it. And I think the biggest thing is they're having fun here.
Congratulations, buddy. That's Tommy Raffo for his post-game visit, brought to you by Andy's Frozen Custard. Again, the Red Wolves will be home Tuesday at 5 as they host Southern Illinois, then Wednesday at 6:30. That's the first pitch time for the Memphis game. The Red Wolves will then be on the road once again next weekend as they travel down to Lafayette to take on the Ragin' Cajuns. I want to thank Cody Hicks, doing a great job producing for us back in the studios of The Ticket today. Maya Garrett doing a great job from Sports Information. For Tommy Raffo, Rick Guarno, everybody who's been a part of this one, I'm Matt Stoltz saying so long from Springsbrook Stadium in Conway, South Carolina. Our final score once again, Arkansas State 7, Coastal Carolina 3.